Hello, and welcome back to another episode of The Wilder the Better. Today, I want to talk about loving others well. Well, what does that mean? Loving others is something that can be hard at times. It's something that can be a challenge when we feel like we shouldn't love, whether that's because they don't deserve it or whatever it may be. But today I want to jump into that topic, so let's dive in. I think the first thing we need to talk about with this topic is just maturity in general. I think that it can be really easy to take something, a relationship, whatever it may be, for granted. And if you don't have that mature aspect in it, then I think that it can be difficult to come back to the root of caring for that friend or partner or whatever it may be. And being mature is something that is necessary for a relationship. And so I think that part of loving others well is just being a mature person in general, a mature person outside of the relationship. I think that it can be difficult to be fully formed and have those connections that work well when you don't have that maturity aspect to it. And what I mean by this, maybe you're confused, is just it's hard to take a relationship and it's hard to maintain that when the root of it isn't mature. It's kind of like, you know, like we all have heard the metaphor or whatever, the symbolization of planting a flower in grass where it has the opportunity to have those roots and making sure that the environment is good. And I think that the root of that, get it, root, that's funny, is just the maturity aspect of it. And that can be difficult. It isn't always fun to be mature in a relationship or whatever, but I think that we need to work on that for ourselves before we enter any sort of relationship, whether that's a friendship or whatever, just making sure that we are coming back to that maturity aspect and just making sure that we are doing what we can with ourselves to put that face forward. And that really ties into loving others well, because you want to make sure that if something happens or if there's a miscommunication or whatever it is, that you go back to the root of maturity and loving that person for who they are despite their mess ups, despite whatever it may be. Maybe it was you that messed up, and maybe you had a situation where you had a good friend or a parent or whatever come alongside you and just help through that, I guess. It needs that maturity aspect, right? Because you can do nothing without that, and it won't get anywhere if you try to. I think it's important to love people that you don't like, because you need to show compassion towards others, right? That's like one of those simple things you learn in kindergarten, is having compassion for people, and everybody's going through their own stuff. And so loving people you don't like, treating people that you don't like well, is very important and will set you apart from others, because people will realize that there's something different about you, and it's because you care about people so much. And that can be difficult when there are people who treat you poorly or you have negative experience with people, but it is so important to, I feel like, your happiness, just to try to love people that you don't like. And if you have that mentality, then it'll get easier and easier. I know that's something that I've noticed for sure, is when I have a mentality of at least trying to love people that I don't like well, it's contagious. It makes me think about people differently, just in general. Whenever I see people, whether I have seen them before or I haven't, I have a different mindset, I have a different outlook on those people. And so it can be a very good and great thing to have that mentality for just your happiness, because instead of me, whereas before maybe I would look for the bad or the negative in people, I look for the good in them. I look for, like, man, there are people who out there who love them, even if they're annoying, right? And so it's remembering that. I remember my mom would always say, whenever there was an issue in elementary school or high school or whatever with a peer of mine, my mom would say, like, that person has a parent out there who loves them and wants what's best for them, and that's so true. And I think that, as cheesy as that is, it helps to put that into perspective that they might be annoying you to death, but they have people out there who love them and care about them just like you do. And so it's part of maturing and growing is just tolerating people at the very least, if that's all that you can do, even when you don't like them, they don't treat you well, and just coming back to that, they have people who love them, so you should love them too, right? I mean, everybody goes through their own experiences, whether it's daily or weekly or monthly or whatever, seasonally, and I think that we can all just improve the world a little bit. I know this sounds so cheesy, but if we're just nice to each other, if we just tolerate each other, if we just love others better together, then I really feel like our happiness, others' happiness, and just the whole entire environment that we create can be shifted into something that's happier and better and healthier. And so, I don't know, I challenge you to think through that lens of loving people, even if there's something you disagree with them, even if they are doing something that you don't agree with, that you wouldn't do, even if they just bug you to death, even if they, whatever, have a terrible haircut, it's just loving them despite that, you know? And loving them even though they have it. Like, you shouldn't try to change someone based on what they have. I think everybody grows and matures at their own pace, and there are things in our life where we might mature quicker just because we've experienced a lot early on in life, or maybe there's a later stage in life where you're maturing in one area because something happens. And so it's kind of a process for everybody. And so making sure that we love others well is something that's really important to improve our outlook on how we just view people in general, but also how we view ourselves. I think that for me, when I treat people well, I feel better about myself because I know that I am making a difference in that I'm being nice to them, which I know sounds so dumb, but I feel better when I know that I'm treating my friends well, when I know that I'm treating strangers well, classmates well, professors well, because I know that I'm able to make some sort of positive impact, even if it's just through short encounters or just knowing that I can be someone who is nice and uplifting to others. And so try it out. Try it out this week. Try just even thinking more positively about others, about yourself, about your environment. I think it's a thing that can be contagious when we are able to do this well, because we all know it can be negatively contagious when we're constantly looking for the bad or constantly thinking of, man, this is terrible, like this person sucks, this environment sucks, whatever. That can be negatively contagious, and that's no good. And so how can we flip it and make it contagious in a positive way? And I think that these are some things that we can do together, is just coming back to that they have people who love them, so why don't you try to love them well as well. And so it doesn't have to be, maybe it's with someone who irks you, you don't have to be their best friend, but how can you be uplifting to them in those short encounters that you might have with them, right? Maybe it's saying hi, maybe it's just changing the way you think about them. I think that, like I said, that can be a really powerful thing, because then you get yourself thinking nice things about them, whereas before maybe you'd think poorly. And I know that we all do this, so if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, I've never thought badly about anyone, you have some maturing to do. And not to call you out, but I highly doubt that. And so how can you change even just your attitude towards people in general? And I think that coming back to that, trying to just be nice, trying to tolerate if maybe that's the best you can do, I would start there and just try to just love others well, be considerate, be a nice person. Like, it's that easy. And it can be hard when our mindset is so negative about something, but again, I think it can be so contagious. It can give you such a good feeling when you're able to turn it around and be nice towards someone. And it doesn't have to be a crazy change either. I think that it can start small with just helping your internal systems and the way that you internalize information about people, about facts, information, whatever it may be, and just making it everything shine through a positive light. I think that positivity is hard sometimes, but when we are able to shift all of our thinking through a positive filter, it can be super beneficial and it can help our overall mindset and happiness. I think something that really ties in well with this is just changing your lens and the way that you view things, whether it's your perspective, attitude, or just how you view life. It's something that I'm working on, and it's something that can be hard. It's just making sure that your lens is the best that you can. And so, I don't know, how do you shift that lens to being more positive? And again, it's just, in general, it's just your overall outlook that you can change that will trickle down into other areas of your life, with your relationships with people that you pass in class, on the street, whatever, the way you drive. How can you change your lens and think about people in a more positive way? I think it can be, like I said, just so damaging to ourselves when we think so negatively about people and about the way that someone does something. It can really get into our head and make us really internalize that and look for that in other people, whether we try to or not. I think that it is something that we can't control, I guess, but I do think it can be changed. And so how do we take that and make it positive? Because it will trickle down into other areas of our life. So anyway, that is my PSA for the week. I hope that you try it out. I know that changing your outlook on life in general and on people can be hard to do, but I hope that we are all able to start this together, and I hope that you have a good week of loving others well, even if it's difficult. So, yes, I hope you have a great week, and I'll catch you next week with a new episode. Bye!